heaven high, heaven high.
Welcome back, stoners. Welcome back to another episode of I'm Too Effin' High. I'm your high host, James Mastriani, and I'm really excited to be here. I'm really excited that you're here. I hope you're high, or if you're not high, you're going to get high. Or if you're not even going to get high, you're sober. Maybe you're appreciating what it is to be high. That's okay. Support people getting high. Support cannabis. That's the point of this show. If you're not familiar with this show, this is the show where we get comedians high on cannabis and have them do comedic challenges to prove that marijuana makes everything funnier. It's our attempt to normalize cannabis, which still needs to be normalized, because if you're not familiar, the Democratic Party platform for 2021 just came out, and federal legalization of cannabis is not on the list. So, which is pretty crazy to me. Pretty crazy. They haven't been watching the show. That's disappointing. That's very disappointing.
We've been saying on the links.
Yeah. Come on. Pelosi.
Yeah.
Schumer. Biden. Come on. Watch the show. Listen to the show. Kind of a very special co-host, a guest co-host tonight. Very excited to have them. They are DJ Blue Dream's second cousin. DJ Blue Dream is the usual co-host, but he is at a very important sound effects conference over Zoom, of course.
Very exclusive. He was very lucky to get in. So
very lucky, very hard to get in. Yeah. But we've got his second cousin, DJ Rue Dream. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I did not get in to the conference, but that's okay.
That's okay. That's okay. Yeah.
My second cousin's great. He's going to fill me in.
Yeah, like, you're young, aspiring sound effects DJ.
Yeah. And my cousin is just going to show me all those tips and tricks. And
you'll get there. Yeah. 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 You're young and aspiring. Yeah. how you feeling, DJ Rue Dream? Are you pretty high right now?
I am very high. As you know, as we recently spoke about on last week's episode.
Right, right.
I haven't been smoking.
Yeah.
Very, very high right now.
Yeah, nice. Well, welcome back. Welcome back to being high. Welcome back to the show. And we've got a great show today. I'm really excited to have our guests, really excited for the subject matter, because the theme is something they requested and it's something I'm passionate about. And I think it'll be really fun to talk about. And yeah. Oh, one more thing. Sorry to, go back to this, part, but, this is also a podcast and a live stream as well. I have to get this out of the way to let anybody watching know what's going on. Tuesdays at 6 p.m., Fridays at 6 p.m., YouTube.com/ I'm Too Effing High. You got to use .com. It's important that all the letters go in there all the time. Kat.
Oh, yeah. This is DJ Glue Dream.
DJ Glue Dream.
Okay.
Yeah.
To me, like glue is.
I love it.
Oh, well.
There she goes. Let's meet our high comedians, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah. They both perform around Los Angeles with the comedy ensemble Lemon Pepper Wet. Please welcome Leonard Smith and Chris Eddins.
Yo, 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 yo.
I love the backgrounds. what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hello, I'm feeling great, you know.
Yeah,
sativa high right now. Cheeks are raised, feeling good,
nice.
Feeling great.
Nice, that's great. Well, let's start with you real fast, Leonard, since you started talking there. Why don't you let our audience know what your current relationship to cannabis is?
Man, it's been a long journey. It's been a good time. I would say we were chilling. We were cool. We weren't as active as we were for a long time. We were a frequent cannabis user. Then this whole stay at home thing happened. Yeah. And it ramped back up, and I've just been chiefing it up pretty damn hard. I can't lie to you. I'm not an edibles guy, but I love just token all day. You know what I'm saying? Blunts, bowls, bongs, whatever. It's cool.
I love it. I'm in a similar situation I'm using a lot more cannabis with the stay at home stuff. Makes it easier. Not gonna lie. For me. And how high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 10, would you say?
I'm pretty damn high right now.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
1 to 10. I forgot the number. I would say about an 8. I'm an 8.
Great. I love it. You wouldn't be the first person to forget the number when I say 1 to 10 in a high show. So you're good to go. Well, thank you for being here, Leonard. Super excited to have you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Also from Lemon Pepper Wet, welcome Chris Eddins. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Here you go.
What's your relationship to cannabis?
I didn't do it until I moved out here, and I was like, well, why not try edible? See what that's like. And then I started watching certain movies that I had seen growing up, and I was like, that's what this shit was about. God damn it. Then, you know, I would just do it for a situation like that. Then I had a panic attack. So then I started doing it more after that. And like, I would do it before I work out. So that's really it now. Stay chill out, vibe out.
So are you, so you consume daily?
No, just when I flare up.
And I'm
I need to mellow out. I'm like, I need to chill out. I'm like, it's a lot of stress, bro.
Yeah.
As everybody can be aware, not to like bring a comedy show down. It's just, you know.
No,
not down at all.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of stress out there, right? I mean, especially right now. I mean, pretty much always. Earth has just always been stress.
Yeah.
Sure. But,
remember when we used to smoke stress?
That
was a long time ago. I don't know if you guys did. I'm not from the West Coast, so we used to smoke shitty weed back in the day.
Yeah. Pittsburgh has terrible weed. That's where I'm from.
Never did it when I was in Detroit, so I don't know. I can't tell you the quality.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not going to down talk the Midwest more than Detroit already gets. So I'm going to say it's fire there. I mean, it's legal.
I bet you it is. It's legal. I bet you it is.
Yeah.
How high are you right now, Chris?
If Leonard's at 8, I'm probably at 6.
Okay.
6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. I love it.
I can crank up, but it's like that first wave. You know what I mean? I took this edible when I finished my last podcast and came here, and I was like, okay, time it out, right?
Time it out, right? Oh, perfect. Perfect. So, what'd you say?
So who knows where I'll be by the end?
that's the beauty of the show. You start at a 6, 7, 8, can only go up from there. Well, thanks for being here, Chris.
No, thank you for having us, bro. This is really fun.
Exactly. Yeah, this is gonna be great.
Chris, I clocked that In and Out cup. Is that an In and Out cup?
Oh, yeah. Had to get it. Had to do it to him. No.
Nice.
Wow.
It was necessary.
Someone had an hour and a half to kill.
It felt appropriate for the theme. I got this before I went to do the last thing. So chill on me, cuz. It was literally a prop. Peace to you as well, brother. Peace to you as well.
It sounded like you said pieces to you as well, which is completely different than peace.
Yes, that is.
pieces to you. Yeah. guys, the theme for this show, when we talked about you guys doing the show, you wanted the theme to be hip hop. So I'm super excited to have it be hip hop. I love hip hop. It sounds like, I'm guessing you guys do, unless you were like, hey, let's do something we know nothing about and really challenge ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Very big hip hop fans. Love hip hop.
Awesome. So this first thing that we're going to do here before we jump into our first comedic challenge, we're actually going to do this segment that's called, and we'll do this a few times throughout, and I'll explain the rules in a second. This is called Rapid Fire Smoke.
Okay.
He smokes weed like a truck. Like what? Baby smoke that weed. We see it again. She smokes weed like a truck. Smokes weed like what? All night long. Let me hit that bong. Like
hell yeah.
That bomb.
But I like the way.
I love it. So the way Rapid Fire Smoke goes is you guys are going to be pitted against one another. I will give you a subject and you guys have to keep naming the next thing in that subject until one of you can't. And then whoever loses has to smoke.
I was just
makes sense
right now. Yes.
Yes, it does.
All right. Perfect. So with hip hop being the theme, that's what all of them will be based. And this first one's very simple. All right. Words that rhyme with.
Who's first?
We will start with Leonard this round.
Speed.
Greed.
Need.
Seed.
Need with a K? Or a
yeah. Okay.
Lead.
Okay.
Peed.
Need.
Okay.
Mead.
Wow.
I just said that.
You said mead with an M?
Yes.
Oh.
I literally just said bead. I literally just said it.
I thought you said bead.
Nah, bro. I said mead.
Okay. Okay,
Leonard.
I'm done.
Okay,
I'm done.
Leonard, you got a blaze. First round goes to Chris.
Leonard, I heard me too.
It's okay. I wanted to smoke.
Great.
Take a victory candy.
That was great. And we'll be coming back to more of those as we go through the show here. But let's
is it a new song every time?
We'll see. We're about to find out. Because DJ Rue Dream, they do it with their voice as opposed to DJ Blue Dream, who you know does it all digitally.
As we've established, I'm up and coming, I'm still a novice.
Yeah,
hey, like, we got to start somewhere.
That's right. Let's get to our first set of comedic challenges here, you guys. This segment is called The Hypothetical Situation.
My sober brain is killing me, and I still smoke weed.
Still smoke weed.
When I'm smoking, I lose my mind. Give me some weed. Hit that bong one more time. Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That was great.
That was great.
I'm so hyped about that.
So the hypothetical situation is basically you guys are high and I'm going to give you a hypothetical situation that you guys have to act out together. All right. And so the theme of this is hip hop. We've got two different hypothetical situations for you guys. And this first one is, so you guys are famous hype men, all right? But you're known for creating what's known as humble hype. And you are here teaching a workshop to other aspiring hype men in hip hop and encouraging them to be more humble with their hypes. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Hell yeah. Great. Awesome. And then whenever you guys are ready.
Oh. Okay. All right, guys. I am Cool Ice, and this is my partner,
T Smooth. How y'all doing?
We are here to teach you guys about being hype man. And yes, we all know I've been in front of a crowd of millions. I've seen the best at the top, but I've seen them fall. Sometimes we gotta realize our place and be a little more humble. So today we will be teaching you about hype manning from a humble perspective.
Yes. Gentlemen, ladies, all, however you choose to address yourself, we are here today to change the way that our game has been played. For far too long, we have come through on every third word and said,
every third word.
Or we have come through and we said, yeah, you heard. That shit is
played. You heard lightly.
That shit is played. See, now, with the era of Logix and J. Cole's, when we hit a hot verse, you know what we do? We set out something like, hey, defund the police, arrest the cops, then arrest the ground. You right, brother?
You right. Listen, it's not all about you, okay? And it's not all about them. You gotta let the people know that, hey, we here, but we also chill. We also chill, you know? Maybe not get so hype. What was that, T-Smooth?
That was it. I was just showing that we had the energy. I didn't want them to get it twisted.
We can get hype. Everybody knows we can get hype. But do we always
like surprise in the 80s?
Do we have to show out? Can we rock the crowd?
Yes.
Lightly? We can.
Reach to
so the
them,
first
brother.
Step is, the first step, before you get on that stage,
tell them.
You get you the strongest strain of indica weed you can get. Okay? And you smoke that however you choose to smoke it, and you're gonna be chill as hell. You're gonna be so cool. It's just gonna roll right off. We don't need to show out. Everybody's equal. We all people, baby. T-Smooth.
Yes, brother.
Tell them how that last show went. Tell them how that last show went, T-Smooth.
Look, I'm also gonna spread on the fact that, you know, my brother Ice here likes the indica. I express maybe psychedelics, if that makes you be more chill. You know, I just know people's minds be different. And the point is, we came out there, you know we did? We set that motherfucker off, okay? You know how we did it? Uplifting each other. We was like, hey, we're talented, we're cool, but guess what? We just like y'all.
So are y'all. Y'all cool. Y'all talented. We just a little bit more talented because we on stage, but it's okay.
Nice.
We all got our hands in the air.
And guess what? We also do not care, all right? Because I might not be good at accounting. You know, like, there might be something that you the boss say. So, yeah. Ain't you hype? Why your hands down? Come on.
You know what I'm saying? When he's talking about he's throwing the most racks at the club, you'd be like, yeah, he's throwing the most racks. But don't forget, that social worker is putting in extra hours every weekend, and she don't have to do that.
Let it be known. Next time you want to say, yo, I'm throwing stacks on that. Why don't you suggest there a nice, you know, accountant that can, you know, invest that appropriately for her? You know what I mean? Maybe have a 401k option, you know, something like that. I don't know, it's just an option. But you feel
me? We've got to plan for our future, people. You have to plan for your future.
And you know what that future
good
is?
Good advice from the humble hype man.
Never know what that future is.
I love it. I love it. Good vibes, good message.
Yeah.
Funny. Great job.
I hope that was actually funny and it wasn't just because we're home.
I instantly forgot what my rap name was or my
I said it. I called you Ice, man. I was like,
I don't know. It was Ice something.
Yeah, it was Ice something, and then there was a smoke in there as well. But I also could not tell you what their names were.
He's smooth.
Oh, smooth. That's right, not smoke. Hey, stoners. Thanks again for listening to the podcast. If you didn't know already, we actually do a live stream of our podcast on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. And this Friday, August 28th, we've got a great one. We've got comedians Carl Tart and Chinadu Unaka coming in, and they are going to get high and do some comedic challenges, and we're going to have some fun with them. So if you want to check that out, tune into im2fnhigh.com and check out the website. I got one more for you, one more hypothetical situation, all right? Okay. So for this one, Andrew, our producer here, is actually going to be playing you guys a beat because you guys are producers in the industry known as the Hook Kings. And your claim to fame is you can take anything and turn it into a dope hook. And so we have a couple of different things here that we're going to ask you to together over a beat create a hook with.
Do we get a word, or are we just doing this off the dome?
No, I'm gonna give it to you now. So this first one here is yabba dabba do or cock-a-doodle do. The Hook Kings.
Hey. Up, yabba dabba do. Yeah, we smoking, dog. And we got the dinosaurs on lock. Dinosaurs! Gotta get high, this is what you do. Break up the rocks, yabba dabba do. And we get high, got the dinosaurs. We got them dinosaurs!
Yabba
dabba do. Yabba. Dabba, 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 do. Getting high with my whole crew.
Dabba, dabba, dabba.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is so dope. Let's cut the music for a moment here, because that the Hook Kings, that was brilliant. I don't know how you guys were able to take something like that and just turn it in. I mean,
They call us the Hook Kings, you know. It's like,
yeah,
it's 3 seconds left. We're LeBron James, baby.
Ball in hoop. We earn our checks, man. We earn our checks.
Yeah, I think we're gonna buy that. DJ Rude Dream and I are gonna buy that that hook.
That's a guaranteed hit.
Yeah, guaranteed hit. That one's going.
I mean, if you love the Flintstones and smoking weed, that's a hit right there.
Now I also understand though that you guys said that you had a hook for using the words, and I know this is a bit popular, especially with children, head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Smoke. Can't find your weed. Check your head, shoulders, knees and toes. Knees and toes. Where my weed at? I don't know. I check my head, my shoulders, my knees.
my toes, my knees, my toes, where my weed at? I don't know. Looking through my pockets, I'm feeling gross. Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. I check them all, where my weed go? Where my weed go? Gotta check my head.
Well, that falsetto was incredible.
Oh man, that was so fun. That was great. Hook another kings. Great song. Another great song. I love
Leonard,
it.
You're really the hook king, bro. I just come in to fix the beat. You fine?
Yeah, you fix the beat, man. I don't know shit about computers. It is what it is.
I just add some reverb on your fucking vocals. We good.
I love it. What a great hypothetical situation. How you guys feeling? You guys still feeling pretty high, feeling pretty loose?
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. Let's jump back into another round of rapid fire smoke. Here we go.
New song.
Oh, yeah. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to celebrate this thing called weed. Like the word weed, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you something. There's something else. The after weed. A world of never-ending happiness. You can smoke today or not. So when you call up that dealer in Beverly Hills, you know the one, Dr. Everything will be all right. Instead of asking him how much of your weed is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Because in this life, weed is much stronger than in the after high. This smoke
hell
set,
yeah.
You're on your own.
Oh yeah, I love it. So we are going to do, we're going to jump into some trivia type stuff here. We like to do, you know, one aspect of this show is we like to test the brain a little bit while you're high. So for this first rapid fire smoke here, you guys are going to, and Chris, you'll start this time. The category is rappers from the city of Atlanta.
Okay. Goody Mob.
Or ABD.
Specific person?
Yeah.
Or group? Okay.
Yeah, do a specific person.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. T-Mo from Goody Mob.
All right. Andre Three Steps.
Baby D.
You're obviously going to win this. You know, so many local ones.
Keep going.
Offset.
Quavo.
Takeoff.
Rich Homie Quan.
Gucci.
Young Thug.
Gunna.
Pastor Troy.
Big Boy.
Ludacris.
Murphy Lee.
He's from St. Louis.
Damn, what's the short dude name? What's the, from Bow Wow? What's his name?
Who is that? I don't know.
The short producer that found Bow Wow. What's his name?
Oh, JD. Jermaine Dupri
is what I was thinking of.
Jermaine Dupri.
It's okay.
Take it to lose.
Chris, gotta smoke. You gotta smoke. So tied 1-1. Well done, guys. So for this next thing here, we have a segment called Name the Rapper.
Oh, I'm excited.
Weed love, my weed love, my weed, oh how I need it. And weed treats me so right, it helps me sleep at night. I love weed so much, weed won't be my baby. Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. DJ Rude Dream, these are fantastic.
These
are beautiful homages to classic songs.
Oh, thank you.
So, guys, we our producer Andrew here is going to share a screen, and how this is going to work is you guys are going to work together to see if you can name the rapper's original name to their rap name.
That's hard.
Ooh.
All right. So,
I got one already.
On the left there, we've got the actual name. On the right, we've got the rap name, and also J.K. Rowling.
How do y'all sleep with? All right. Well, I know.
I got four of them.
Oh wait, are we saying them out loud?
Yeah, say them out loud, and then
that's it.
Andrew will draw a line.
Crystal Wallace is Biggie.
Yes.
Yasiin Bey is Mos Def.
Yes.
Hold on, he's got
J.K. Rowling.
Who? There you go.
Yasiin Bey is Mos Def.
Bella Kaz Alamazar is Cardi B.
Oh yeah.
Bobby Drake Graham is Drake.
Quavius Marshall. Quavius Marshall's Quavo.
I love that lol hint.
Onika Mirage is Nicki Mirage is Nicki Minaj. Colson Baker is Machine Gun Kelly.
Robert Galbraith, J.K. Rowling.
Eric Lynn Wright, Eazy-E.
Oh.
Then that leaves Cornell, Iron, Haynes, Jr. as Nelly. And you, bam, bam, baby, your street and a ring, sweet baby. Weed.
Look at that teamwork, bro.
Yeah. All right, good job.
Look at that. Look at that.
Job, dudes.
Quavius.
That was impressive. You guys nailed it.
Woogity, 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 woogity.
That was great. Let's, before we get to the next segment here, we're going to check in with DJ Rude Dream for DJ Rude Dream's Good Vibes Minute.
Oh, I should do a song, right? Okay.
You don't have to.
No, I will. Blame it on the weed. Yeah, yeah. Blame it on being so high. Blame it on the weed. Smoke weed every day.
Hey.
So let me ask you both. Do you have any idea what a baby sloth sounds like?
No.
No.
Do you want to try? Give me what your best imagination of what a baby
sloth like. Doing what? Just like it just speaking or like crawling?
Yeah,
or?
Like the noise that it makes.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you okay, that one more time?
That was good, okay, man.
Can you one more time?
That was great.
One more time.
Your turn, Chris. Yes.
I feel like it should be something gross because they look cute.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're both right. But let's find out. Let's find out what a what they actually sound like. Okay, let me know if the sound doesn't work, but fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Oh my. That thing is cute.
That is adorable.
But also a little scary.
Looks like a bat almost.
Yeah, a bat without wings.
Yeah.
As a baby, at least.
So kind of like, meh.
I think if you took the gravel, I'll give that to Leonard. If you took the gravel out of mine, it was still pretty close.
Had to.
Yours is more of a honk.
Yours is a heavy. Honk. Yours is a 2-pack-a-day smoker.
Ooh, great.
Shout out, Lucy.
Those are great.
This is a cute little baby one. Definitely Leonard was closer.
For sure.
I guess they say meh is like,
yeah.
Like meh.
Yeah.
And for some reason, some pictures of baby sloths in cups.
Human beings, man. We're funny.
People are weird, dude.
Like styrofoam cups or like red cups or just any cup?
The wine glass.
A lot of teacups or wine glass.
That's so terrifying to me. Like, what? Never mind.
Thank you.
It'll be okay, Chris. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Will it?
Those are great vibes. Good vibes. Good vibes, DJ Rude Dream.
That was very cute.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with baby sloths.
Yeah.
Let's jump back into this is the last rapid fire smoke here. All right. You guys are tied 1-1.
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
7 strains of weed and we'll smoke them all. They stand in the way of love, but we will still smoke them all with a vape pen and a savoir faire. No weed in the whole universe will ever compare. I am weed now and you are weed, and together we smoke for all space and time. One day your weed will die. Sorry, smoke weed every day.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
R.I.P.
All right, so this last rapid fire smoke here, the category, and Leonard, you're gonna start this one, because you won the last round, is Tupac Shakur songs.
Oh shit. Okay. Oh, I'm going first. Brenda's Got a Baby.
Okay.
Hit him up.
Yeah. America's Most Wanted.
Ghetto Gospel.
Yep.
What If Heaven Had a Ghetto?
Rough Riders.
Hit him. Oh, shit! Ah!
Oh, sorry, Leonard. Sorry. That's the bell.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. So, Chris.
I will. Smoke some weed.
That's right. Leonard has to smoke because he lost. Chris, that makes you the winner of the rapid fire smoke.
I wish I could do one of these things with my eyes, but I won.
Yeah, you could also smoke too if you want. You don't have to not smoke if you lose or you win. That's the joy of it. You can always just keep getting high.
True. This is a thing where we all win. It's like, whose line is it anyway? Except you're not.
The port's dome.
Exactly. Exactly. The port's dome.
truly everyone always wins. Mostly the audience. I hope our audience is feeling like they're winning.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like 3 weeks from now, like on a, like I'm at the grocery store and I'm like thinking of a Tupac song. Like, what the fuck, Leonard? What the fuck?
There's some big ones out there. Some big ones.
Yeah. I'm really upset with myself. It's okay.
Let's jump into this last segment here, you guys. This segment is called I Know I'm High, but Hear Me Out.
Oh, God.
Okay. I want to know what weed is.
Yes! Yes!
I want you to smoke me. I want to feel what weed is. No, you can smoke me. Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. I love it. So basically, I know I'm high, but hear me out is a segment where that's how you're going to start your sentence. And then you have to try to justify what I give you that comes next. So basically, it's, you know, the ridiculous thing that I give you, you have to try to justify and make sense of. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yep.
Great. Chris, you'll go first. I know I'm high, but hear me out. Every word actually rhymes with every word.
All right, bro. Like, I know I'm high, but check me with this, bro. Like, have you ever been listening to an Eminem song and you just noticed that like he can rhyme every word? I think if he can rhyme every, that means every word can be rhymed with. You know what I'm saying? It's like if he can find a rhyme for every, and like Kendrick, bro. Have you heard when he did all the words in the one time, bro? It's crazy, bro. Kendrick, if they can do it. I mean, let's take it back even farther than that, bro. Like William Shakespeare, bro. Like, bro, words. God. He rhymed all the words, bro. Come on, he made words, bro. What are you talking about? If we could do the story that's base of all stories, and he rhymed all words to make those words, they go, all words can be rhymed.
It's a good point. It's a good point. All right. Very good. Leonard, yours is, I know I'm high, but hear me out. The greatest rapper of all time is Dr. Seuss.
Hey, man, listen.
That's a good one.
Listen. I'm going to pass the blunt, but let me just say this real quick. I know I'm high, but hear me out. The greatest rapper of all time. Listen, man, straight from the caboose is Dr. Seuss, baby. Come on now. What's the first thing we learn? 1, 2, fish, blue fish, 3 fish, whatever the hell. We all learned that. We all, the most books anybody's probably read in their life is Dr. Seuss books. You don't have to admit it. I know it, okay? Now listen. We started rhyming from the age 2, 3. He laid down all the tracks and we just riding on them, baby. Come on now. He is the OG. There are only so many words that rhyme. And he gave them he gave us what, about 75% of them? And he did it efficiently. 3 words? 4 words in a sentence? And all them bitches was rhyming. He had perfect timing. Come on, Dr. Seuss. Have some kids and you'll see. You'll see when them children get about 2, 3 years old and you're reading that Dr. Seuss to them, you're like, God damn, Dr. Seuss been picking these motherfucking rhymes. The greatest.
I love it. I also love that you started it off with, I'm going to pass this blunt in a second. And in my head, I'm like, just imagine if you're smoking with somebody and then they just start yelling at you about Dr. Seuss. Like you're on the puff circle and you're just waiting. Yeah.
I gotta walk away from that circle. I'm like, oh no, not the vibe.
Hey, this is a Dr. Seuss circle over here.
Yeah. Guy's so passionate. He's so passionate about Dr. Seuss. I respect it.
Right? He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's all I know, baby.
That was great. That was actually a great job. God damn you, Leonard. I was like, oh, he gonna kill this shit.
That was great. Guys, this whole show was great. This was such a blast to have you guys on. How you feeling here at the end of the show? You know, you got higher and higher as the show went on. Did it get harder? Did it get easier? Was it more fun? Was it less fun?
So much fun. It was more fun for me all the way. It was just fun, man. I'm on cloud nine, baby.
Hell yeah. I was about to say, it's the same level of fun. I was enjoying myself off brick, so it was fun the whole time.
Nice.
Getting more hot.
I love
all those weed songs, man. They was giving me life.
The creativity. The creativity
is giving me life.
I need that.
DJ Rue Dream needs an album.
DJ Rue Dream, killing it.
Truly. That was all acapella, bro. Come on, what you mean?
Tell DJ Blue Dream I said what's up when he get back from the conference.
Yeah.
Hopefully he picked up some good skills that he might share. Some tips and tricks.
Maybe he'll get a new soundboard and he'll pass his old one to you.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. We'll see.
A lot of people really hate that I call myself a DJ and then just sing, and I was
you should argue that's the original DJ and the vibes. Before we had turntables, somebody
first turntables, the brain.
Yeah.
I was trying to
brain.
How do you think they were DJing back in the 1800s? they're just singing.
And our family of DJ Dreams, it does date back to 1745.
How you know? This is some Doctor Who stuff.
Yeah. I love it. Guys, this has been a blast.
I just thought about somebody going back in time with the DJ equipment and DJ.
Oh man, that'd be really funny.
Yeah, they'd be fucking mind blown.
Just set it up at a king's wedding, just uninvited, just go in and set it up.
I would get through 30 seconds before they burned me as a witch.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So funny. And then they don't think that you're a wizard anymore.
Right?
Yeah. wait, let me do what I actually do. I'm smoking weed tonight. I'm feeling all right. I'm gonna let the weed go fly.
There it is. Oh, you're gonna play my wedding someday.
Please. Oh, I'm your wedding DJ? Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
That's actually awesome. A vibe. That's a whole vibe.
Yeah.
I hope I'm invited.
Leonard, where can people find you? Do you want people finding you on the internet or social media?
Listen, you find me if you want to. It's at your own risk. But no, I'm joking. My Instagram is at @TheLeonardSmithJr. I got a new podcast coming out, Film Versus Film, with my homie Quinn Boyes. I'm very excited. Lemon Pepper Wet always, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, awesome. Yeah. Great. How about you, Chris?
A whole lot of the gang shit, same thing. Lemon Pepper Wet all day, yurt. You can hit me up on Instagram at Dreddins if you feel like it. You shouldn't. It's not that interesting, I'll be honest with you. It's just militant Instagram stories. But you can listen to me and the homie, Rob Benson, a fellow Living Cover Wet on Believe in the Crossover. It's a pretty funny sports podcast. Check that out. You should also go to the Lemon Pepper Wet page on Instagram. At Lemon Pepper Wet?
Is Lemon Pepper Wet LA?
Yeah. Go to that and then watch the video on there. Joshua Tree. Is it on there, Leonard?
Oh, yeah, man. Check out our homie Rob Benson's video, Joshua Tree. It is fucking really dope, man. He did some dope shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out. thank you again for being here, you guys. DJ Rude Dream, thank you for sitting in and giving us your talents.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure to help my second cousin out, DJ. And of course, you can find me in the year 1743 burning.
And thanks for thanks for tuning in, guys. Check out I'm2EffingHigh.com or at I'm2EffingHigh on Twitter or Instagram. Stay 2Effing high, you guys.
And we bring a new doctor into our convention. Let's wrap.
Hi, this is Adam Peacock from My Neighbors Are Dead. For the full month of October, My Neighbors Are Dead is going all in on the Friday the 13th series. And the best part is, we're upping our episodes to twice per week as we talk to all kinds of crazy characters from the world of Camp Crystal Lake, played by tons of amazing guests. Two episodes per week, all month long. Join us for My Neighbors Are Dead on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.